Wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Thoughtful night, paradise, what I love to see.
How do you do? I'm Ted Collins. Today and every day, Monday through Friday, over most of these stations, it is my pleasure to introduce America's most beloved personality, brought to you today by the makers of Pine Sol and Permastarch. Here she is, Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. I spent a most delightful afternoon yesterday with a lady who keeps house as much aboard a boat as she does on land. Her husband is retired and is forever getting the call of the sea, and naturally she closes up house and weighs anchor with him. Actually, they don't go far out to sea, preferring to use our marvelous inland waterway system. Perhaps many of you know that you can leave New York and sort of hug the shore all the way to the tip of Florida, which is down to Key West. This is done by charting a course through a series of inland bays and canals. My friend has done this 5 or 6 times. This means keeping house aboard ship for quite a number of days at a time, and I wondered how one manages in a floating kitchen. Well, she told me that frozen foods and prepared mixes are heaven sent, and all sorts of canned goods come in very handily. Actually, fresh water is still the greatest problem. Her present cruiser carries 400 gallons, and this is fine unless people run the shower the way they do at home. Anyway, should any of you folks be planning retirement, look into this travel by boat deal. They say it's lots of fun and never a dull day. Ted, have you seen the motion picture, The Bridge on the River Kwai?
Not yet.
Well, I think you should. Everyone should see it. I was invited by some friends of mine here in Miami to be a guest of theirs in a theater party last night. I was most happy that I had no other engagement for the evening and was able to accept. Here is an experience in the theater that will long linger in your thoughts. The outstanding acting, the scenic beauty, the magnificent color photography, The tense, spine-chilling dramatic episodes have been accomplished by a master of the art of directing, one David Lean. The entire cast is splendid, each in their individual part. But memorable performances are those of William Holden, Alec Guinness, Jack Hawkins, and Setsu Hayakawa. I highly recommend for all to see Columbia Pictures' dynamic film, The Bridge on the River Kwai. It will give you lots of entertainment and plenty to think about.
Well, now, as long as you recommend it so highly, Catherine, I am going to see it next month.
Next month?
Yes, next month. I blew all my movie budget money on Bourgeois Tristesse.
On Bonjour Tristesse,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I could lend you a few dollars.
No, thank you. Anyone who's silly enough to go and see that picture should not be allowed to borrow ahead on their picture money. But comes next month, on your recommendation, I shall see The Bridge on the River Kwai.
And if you don't enjoy every minute of it, just bring me back your seat stub and I'll return your money.
Now I know the picture must be good.
I'll skip that remark and play the music you'll hear at the opening of the picture. Let me tell you how you can clean your home cleaner than clean and leave it sanitary clean without any extra effort at all. Use Pine Sol. Pine Sol disinfects as it cleans. It leaves the floors, bathroom, woodwork, everything from basement to attic sanitary clean. And it leaves you assured that you've done the best cleaning job possible. Pine Sol disinfects an entirely new way. It's not harsh to your hands. It does not bleach. It has a very pleasant pine fragrance, no disinfectant odor. Just pour a little Pine Sol in water, and that's all there is to it. So be wise, ladies. Clean the modern way. As long as you've got to clean, why not disinfect at the same time with Pine Sol? It deodorizes with a lovely fresh pine fragrance. Get a bottle of Pine Sol at your grocer's today and save yourself time, work, and money. A play has opened in New York called Sunrise at Campobello. It stars Ralph Bellamy and deals most movingly with that period of Franklin D. Roosevelt's life when he was struck down by dreaded polio. This happened to FDR when he was 39 years of age and when he was already launched on a very brilliant political career. For four agonizing years, he went through the deepest kind of depression, faced with the possibility that his career was over. When the curtain falls, we see that he has found the faith and the courage to go ahead with what he had wanted most in life. We are all aware of what Mr. Roosevelt's future was to be. This is a play I really want to see. There are many people who disagree violently with some of Mr. Roosevelt's opinions and ideas, but nobody can disagree with the courage of a man who refused to retire from life when he learned that there was every reason to believe that he would never walk again. He made it the hard way. Our national sponsor for today is the maker of Pine Sol and Perma Starch.
Wonder why I love you like I do. Wonder why you thrill me through and through. Wonder when you kiss me if you'll ever miss me. Wonder why I love you like I do. I know a love like this can't go on. One of these days I'll look around, baby, and you'll be gone. Wonder why you do me like you do. Wonder why you break my heart in two. Wonder when you leave me how much it'll grieve me. Wonder why I love you like I do. To do. My heart keeps driving me crazy over you. Wonder why you do me like you do. Wonder why you thrill me through and through. Wonder when you leave me how much it'll grieve me. Wonder why I love you like I do.
And now I have a message of interest for you. Now for a straight heart-to-heart talk. It's about polio vaccine and how it can protect your family. It takes 8 months to become protected against polio, so now is the time to prepare for the next polio season. Later might be too late. Now, first off, polio vaccine works. That's been proved beyond a shadow of doubt. If you get the proper series of 3 shots, you'll acquire maximum protection. Polio strikes children, sure, but it strikes adults also, and much worse. The whole family needs polio shots. Polio vaccine is available, so why not make an appointment today for every member in your family? If polio has skipped you in the past, you're just plain lucky, that's all. But don't press your luck next summer. Get your polio shots now. For information, call your family doctor or your local health authorities.
And now I must tell you about another really fascinating spot down here. It's the Miami Seaquarium, where you can see thousands of beautiful fish which live in Florida waters. Besides being able to see plenty of different varieties of fish, I got a great kick out of the trained porpoise act. They jump through hoops, pull hair, that's something that's really amazing, and even take a fish right out of the feeder's mouth. After that part of the show, trainer Adolf Frohn gives another demonstration of specialized porpoise tricks with his 2 pets, Corky and Sparkle. They roll over, high jump, ring a bell, and they even pull a rope that raises a flag. And when they take a rest, Mr. Frohn escorts a waddling sea lion onto the stage. The sea lion is what people commonly call a seal, and he literally seals the show with his juggling act. Ooh, what a bad pun that was. Anyhow, When this little animal gets going, he really can juggle a big beach ball on the end of his nose. And whatever his secret is, he certainly has learned it well. Surprisingly enough, though, a sea lion is a real scaredy cat, I'm told. His trainer says that he has to wear the same kind of clothes every day, or the sea lion gets scared and jumps into the pool. Bright colors also distract him and have a similar effect upon him. But Mr. Frone handles him so well that you'd never think that he was the least bit temperamental. Pelicans, I understand, are almost impossible to train. In fact, no one other than Mr. Frone has trained any, so I guess that would qualify him as the only pelican trainer in the world. The shark feeding show is one, too, that you'll never see anywhere else because there just isn't a show like it anywhere. About 100 hungry sharks wrestle for their food. It's nothing less than terrific. The seaquarium is on 55 acres of land, so that ought to give you folks some idea of all the things you can see there. When you come to visit Miami, please don't miss the seaquarium. And now to change the subject. We came across a record the other day which we think is quite unique in beat and style. The artist featured is a piano player that we had not heard of before and whom I think has a decidedly different technique. We've listened to and enjoyed many times the artistry of Joe Bushkin, Roger Williams, Carmen Cavallaro, Stan Kenton, George Shearing, Nat Branwyn, and Barbara Carroll. But how many of us know the name Alan Logan? Listen now and see if you agree with us that he has lots of rhythm as he plays Careless. A message of interest to you. Foreign broadcasts are being listened to by almost everybody in Czechoslovakia, including the communists. The foreign transmitters, like those of Radio Free Europe, are saving the Czechoslovak population from the terrible effects of communism. These are the words of a refugee from Czechoslovakia. They tell a little of what the strong, truthful broadcasts of Radio Free Europe mean to the captive people behind the Iron Curtain. And inside satellite Europe, the need for truth has never been greater than now. 70 million captive people are counting on you folks to keep the truth coming over Radio Free Europe. So will you send your truth dollars for Radio Free Europe to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster? Please do. Thank you very much. Before we sign off, I would like to send our heartiest greetings to the Mutual Pacific group of stations who now carry our program. The artists we listened to today were Gordon Jenkins, Gene Austin, Mitch Miller and his orchestra, Alan Logan, and yours truly. Well, I guess that's it for today. Should you have any suggestions, just drop me a note addressed to Post Office Box 222, New York 23, New York. Now, this is Kate Smith saying thanks for listening and goodbye, folks.
I'll go my way by myself. Music and comedy end. First, I'll bid goodbye myself to you, my very dear friend. Time runs out and our show is done. The light will turn into shade. We've ended where we've begun.